received a call to be on the lookout for a white colored Taurus vehicle that had left the Silsbee Walmart after suspects there had stolen some laptop computers. This vehicle was spotted in Lumberton, by the Lumberton Police Department, and he began to try to make a traffic stop, and they ran from him. Our deputy got involved with him in this pursuit, left Hardin County on U.S. 69, went into Beaumont, and went west on Interstate 10, which is where Beaumont Police Department, DPS, as well as the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office all got involved. Just past Taylor's Bayou on Interstate 10, suspect vehicle took out, and subjects were taken into custody there at that time.
Silsbee Police Chief Dennis Allen tells me 25-year-old Christopher Perez, Brandon Clay, Joseph Akins, both 28 years of age, and 30-year-old Ja'Cory Collins all face a laundry list of charges from different law enforcement agencies. Almost 2 weeks ago, on July 8th, the suspect crashed into a Beaumont police officer's patrol car during a chase. 36-year-old Officer Brian Ebert died. Atlantis and four astronauts returned from the International Space Station in triumph today, bringing an end to NASA's 30-year shuttle journey with one last rousing touchdown that drew cheers and tears.
Main gear touchdown. Hurley now deploying the drag chute. Ferguson rotating the nose gear down to the deck. Nose gear touchdown. Having fired the imagination of a generation, a ship like no other, its place in history secured, the space shuttle pulls into port for the last time, its voyage at an end.
Thousands of layoffs are coming as early as tomorrow, on top of thousands of shuttle jobs already lost. But it was truly a homecoming for Atlantis, which first soared in 1985. The next to the youngest in NASA's fleet will remain at Kennedy Space Center as a museum display. The bonds for three Port Arthur residents charged with aggravated robbery in connection with the Wednesday attack of a 73-year-old Motiva contract worker are $500,000 each. 20-year-old Jeremy Goudeau and 25-year-old Donna Goudeau, along with 29-year-old Kieron Elmore, are being held at the Jefferson County Jail. A fourth suspect, Devin Hammond of Houston, is being held on a $15,000 bond and a charge of unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. A Texas inmate has been executed for killing a Dallas-area convenience store clerk as part of a shooting spree that he said was in retaliation for the September 11th terrorist attacks. Brandon Scott is a reporter for the Huntsville Item who was present for the execution. He says Mark Stroman read a statement.
Even though I lay here, I am still at peace. I am still a proud American. Texas loud, Texas proud. God bless America. God bless everyone. Let's do this damn thing.
Firefighters say at least five buses have burned at a private vehicle facility in Harris County. No injuries were reported in the fire at a bus barn along U.S. 290 this morning. Officials are investigating the cause. And finally, the University of Texas has been awarded $500,000 in federal grants for research on the use of coal-based fuels in clean-burning advanced turbines. Texas is one of nine schools sharing $4.7 million in research funding. The University of Michigan gets the biggest portion of the money at $1.2 million. News This Hour is sponsored by The Decorating Depot. I'm Janice Stone, KSET News. CBS News is next.
Have a legal problem? The all-new AM 1300 KSET Lumberton has the answer every Tuesday at 6 with Law and Disorder with Paul Clayton. And now, CBS News.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nahn. The economy is stuck in low gear.
This economy is going to feel as if we're doing 25 or 30 miles an hour on a side road. We are not going to hit highway speed.
Ken Goldstein of the Conference Board sees slow growth for the next few months. Weekly jobless claims ticked up by 10,000 to 410,000. And economist Diane Swonk points to job cuts by the government as well as the private sector, plus the impact of the tornadoes in the Midwest, the lingering effects of the earthquake and the tsunami in Japan.
Not only did we have temporary disruptions that slowed down the economy, but it also really derailed some of the momentum we had in creating jobs. It wasn't months to begin with, but it was something.
On the upside, factory activity in the Middle Atlantic region is trending higher so far this month. The government is a step closer to getting out of the car business. Treasury has ended its investment in Chrysler. Fiat has bought the remaining stake in the company it doesn't already own.
With Chrysler's earlier repayment of loans, this ends the government's involvement in Chrysler. The government still has about a one-third stake in General Motors that it plans to sell off when financial markets improve.
WWJ reporter Jeff Gilbert in Detroit debt debate update from the White House spokesman Jay Carney.
There is no deal. We are not close to a deal. We are obviously the president is in discussions with all the leaders of Congress, as well as other members, and exploring the possibility of getting the biggest deal possible.
House Speaker John Boehner says he hopes Congress can find a way to avoid debt default 12 days from now, standing firm on the position of no new taxes, saying the ball is in the president's court. The space shuttle program is now history. Its ending punctuated this morning before dawn as Atlantis landed at the Kennedy Space Center. NASA human spaceflight chief Bill Gerstenmaier told a group of workers and engineers that he's grateful for keeping the shuttle program flying for 30 years.
I wish them the best as they go forward. They should be very proud of what they have done. They've accomplished everything we wanted them to go do. They will be successful in the future, and they will do great things. Thank you, Space Shuttle team.
Atlantis will be retired and put on display at the Space Center in Florida. Harvard Med School researchers have found that access to outpatient psychiatric care in and around Boston is severely limited, even for people who have perfectly good private health insurance coverage. Researchers posing as patients made a series of phone calls trying to set up appointments indicating they needed urgent care for depression. Lead author of the study, psychiatrist Wesley Boyd, says
23% of the time when we made these phone calls, despite leaving two messages over a several-day period, we got no response whatsoever. We didn't get a return phone call after leaving two messages.
Findings of the study could have national implications, underscoring the need for better access to mental health care, also indicating that the system is severely overburdened. Wall Street right now, the Dow Industrials up 156 points, the NASDAQ ahead by 21, the S&P ahead by 18 points. This is CBS News.
I'm Rod Tanner with your official KSET WeatherBug forecast. For this afternoon, look for mostly sunny, hot conditions with a high of 93, the heat index over 100. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms. A chance of rain and thundershower activity continues overnight. It'll be partly cloudy, a low 76. Friday's high should reach 93. That's the latest official KSET WeatherBug forecast from AM 1300, brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Rod Tanner, KSET News.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way yeah, way yeah.
You've just crossed over into
the danger zone.
Welcome to the Danger Zone. This is Jerome.
And Robbie V.
Sponsored by Dillon's on 9th and Mid-County.
Yes.
Yes, speaking of Dillon's on 9th and
Mid-County.
Butt Rocks is coming on the
29th.
On the 29th.
Yes.
We do not want to miss out on... Well, we're going to be there. We're going to be there live,
we're
going to
be doing a live from there.
Well, you know, technically, we're going to be doing a live tomorrow.
Yes,
at Madison's.
Madison's.
Yep, from 6 to 9. You guys are all... We have guests with us today. Everybody's welcome. Bring friends. Come hang out. We'll have a great time. We'll be there live. We'll have microphones, headphones. We'll have everything set up almost like you see it right now in the station, you guys. And you guys can come join us as well as anybody else. Y'all want to bring up some crazy topics. You know, we're just about willing to talk about any and everything.
3 hours. We've got to fill 3 hours.
We do it every week.
I know we do.
Yeah, without a problem, actually. So, yeah, we don't. And then, of course, the following week, we'll be at Dillon's for Butt Rocks. We'll be there
live.
So that'll be awesome.
I believe we're also going to have some of the guys from the band on while we're doing it.
Absolutely. And we're going to give away some tickets today, to Butt Rocks, actually. We'll give away some tickets right now. As a matter of fact, let's get this party started. We're a day away from having – kicking in the weekend. It's going to be a great weekend coming up.
It's Friday.
No, it's not.
I wish
not
it was.
Yet, it's not. Not yet it's not. Don't even start with that either. I'm looking at my producers. Don't even play that. It's Thursday. Remember that. Oh, my goodness. I feel Rebecca Black coming on. I don't want it yet. That's tomorrow. All right. So let's do this right now. Phone lines are open, 898-4400, 898-4400. And we're going to break out a trivia question. I'll make it simple. I say simple. I always say that. Yesterday, and no trickery today behind it since – Since it seemed like you were too full of trickery yesterday. It wasn't trickery. It was just not supposed to be easy.
You and your shenanigans.
All right. Here we go. I'll make it simple. All right. What sitcom? I'm keeping it television sitcoms today. We're going to TV sitcoms. Here we go. What sitcom was based on a show called Love American Style. The name of the show was Love American Style, and this sitcom that I'm asking for the answer, the sitcom was based off of that show, Love American Style. What was the name of the sitcom?
Full House. Yeah. Nicotine Stamos.
You are so not funny right now. It's okay. Phone lines are open, 898-4400, 898-4400. We'll give away some tickets to Butt Rocks. Also, if you're out and about today, and I know it's 2 o'clock, but even on Fridays or today as well, you know, there are lunch specials they have over at Dillon's.
Oh, yes.
Dude, it's a $4.95 lunch special.
And it's full meal. I mean, I'm talking dinner-sized portion for lunch, $4.99. You can't beat that.
No, you can't. And you know what? And they pride themselves on fast service during lunch hours. So
quality food,
and
great
so what
staff.
It is you're literally paying probably less than what you would pay if you went to a fast food restaurant, and immediately you get much higher quality food, a lot more in your portion, to be honest with you.
Yes.
And for a less price, and they're just as fast. Now, and you can go in, you can get it to go if you want to, order it to go, but go in and sit down. I mean, they'll take care of you very quickly, so you don't want to miss out. Dillon's has got it going on. We're going to cut to this first break. When we come back, we're going to introduce our guest today. We are going to have one fun show. So we're still waiting for some callers, 898-4400, AM 1300 KSET. You're in the danger zone.
So the other day I was talking to my buddy Freddie and said, man, I need to get some insurance. He said, what kind of insurance? And I said, well, I need, you know, business insurance, liability, workers' comp, the kind of stuff you need for your business. And he said, well, what's the deal? And I said, well, I don't want to have to pay, you know, a fortune. I don't want to have to deal with people who are going to be, you know, frustrating me with those sky-high rates. He said, I've got your answer. It's Cravens Insurance Agency at 510 North 5th Street in Silsbee. Carrie and Rob have been doing it for over 25 years, and you know what? Cravens has been around since 1920. They specialize in insurance programs for all types of contractors, business, auto, commercial, and general liability, workers' comp. They do it all. I said, oh, really? Yeah, Cravens Insurance Agency. Give them a call, 409-385-2854. That's 385-2854. Cravens Insurance Agency. They've been doing it forever. They can do it for you.
Do you wish you could find a mechanic that understood your schedule and could pick up your car from your office or home? A mechanic that could have a rent car waiting for you at his shop? How about a mechanic that has a nice, clean car to drive you back to work in? Would you like to be able to schedule your car repair and maintenance on his website? Do you wish he had a 24-hour emergency number that he would answer himself? As great as all that sounds, it works even better. Clark Winslow at East Tex Automotive between Beaumont and Lumberton at Tram Road has built the finest auto repair shop in Texas. East Tex Automotive repairs all brands of cars and trucks from diesels to Rolls-Royces. East Tex Automotive has all the computer diagnostic equipment to analyze every make of car or truck. Clark goes above the standard warranties. He guarantees all his work for 24 months or 24,000 miles. That's amazing. Go to the website, easttexautomotive.com, or go by the shop on Highway 69 at Tram Road.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored also by Madison's on Downland, which I said earlier will be there tomorrow night from 6
yes.
to 9. They've got great food over at Madison's. Tonight,
the Ramblin' Boys, and then I will be DJing on the patio afterwards.
Okay, so at least y'all have one thing to look forward to, the Ramblin' Boys.
Oh, the Ramblin' Boys put on a good show.
I'm just kidding. DJ McRib, Robbie Vwak here has got it going on.
So oh, he's yes. got
the, and if you guys haven't seen it, y'all got to jump onto our Facebook site and see
and
the picture
the
of Robbie
Ewok.
And the Ewok. It's awesome.
That's I've my never, Halloween costume, I, by the way.
And you know the cool part about it is you don't have to dress up much. It's awesome. So, no, if you look at the picture, it's too funny. Everybody
you know,
that's seen
so God
far
you
is
can
like
go.
Amazed
is it,
by this.
Thank God you can go as John Stamos.
Is that right? Thank you. We'll do that. We'll talk about that one later. All right, still looking for an answer for the trivia question, 898-4400. We're giving away some tickets to Butt Rocks, folks. You don't want to miss out on this. You know what? I'll even take it a step further. Again, you ready? How about we throw in an appetizer?
Yeah, let's throw in Dillon's appetizer.
There, we haven't done that in a while, so let's do it again. Well, I say in a while. We haven't given away the apps, but we will give away another app. We like to do that because we treat you right. So you can have an app and a show. Great stuff. It's on us. We'll take care of it. All you guys got to do is get the correct answer. So here we go. Once again, what TV sitcom was named after a film or a show called Love American Style? It was a sitcom, and it was actually based on it. It was based on Love American Style. Come on, you guys can Google this. It's not hard. Google this one up. Somebody give me a correct answer, and let's give some stuff away. Now, let's talk about our guests. We've got so, it's so easy, isn't it? Look, when you see it.
Yeah.
How easy. Now, see, he cheats. He always cheats, by the way. He leans over.
I can't win anything. I can't win anything. And looks at my computer to
see the answer. And he does that. And then he looks at it and goes, okay, that's pretty easy. I'm like, yeah, I know. All right, because if I asked him what the answer was, he would just simply say,
I got nothing.
That's about the best I'm ever going to get out of him. All right, so here we go. Why don't you introduce all of our guests?
Okay, so today we have Hillary Allen, who will probably say little, I'm noticing.
Probably.
Garrett Duhon.
Hello.
Wow, this is getting better.
I feel like that's not.
And Ryan Bearden.
Danger Zone.
There you go. See, now I like that. Now, the hello reminds me of being on the Delicious Dish on Saturday Night Live. Every time somebody's real quiet, they're like, good times.
Good times.
Yes, hello. Yes, good times. And
talk Pete amongst Shwetty. Yourselves.
Yeah, now that's coffee talk. That's good stuff right there, too. Yeah. All right. So now you guys all, now we have one common denominator with all you guys. And it is, we're going to talk Lamar. Mm-hmm. And I can't say fraternity sororities. What's
Greek life?
Greek life. Best way to place it. So, all right. So, who's with who? Who's what? And talk to me.
I'm Ron Bearden. I'm the president of Sigma Phi Epsilon.
Oh, Sig Eps.
Garrett Duhon, and I'm a president of Pi Kappa Alpha, and also Greek Council at Lamar.
Oh, so you're on the Greek Council. Oh, so you're one of the over, like sitting up on the putting the hammer down. Oh, good. Well, I'm gonna end up getting Ryan in trouble before it's over with. It's all good. Just hang in there. Just kidding. Go ahead.
And I'm Hillary, and I'm president of Alpha Chi Omega and secretary of Greek Council.
Oh, okay. How'd you end up with secretary? And what's up with the little comment you made a minute ago? I missed out on that. That was kind of an inside joke, I guess.
What little comment?
You said her name, and then you said she'll probably say little.
No, because she said she doesn't want to talk.
Oh, that's okay.
It's not a short joke.
No,
I got you.
Well, I didn't think it was, so I didn't quite catch on to that. All right, so look, we've got a real quick.
We've got lines blowing up.
Yes, we do. So we've got to hit some of these, but I want to talk to you guys about the Greek life because every time I think about any Greek life, I always go back to like Animal House. You're in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I speaking with? Hello.
Hello. Hey, this is Eric Hammonds.
Hey, Eric Hammonds. How are you, Eric?
Good. How are we doing? Hey, I heard you guys were giving away prizes, yeah. And also someone's giving away radio shows, evidently.
Yeah. Right? So wait a minute. You're calling from Houston.
I'm calling from Houston, and I don't know what's more surprising, the fact that you're actually funny or that you're actually employed. What's going on?
Eric, all right. I don't know who set you up for this, but I want you to do me a favor.
Yeah.
Enjoy some comedy while I put you on hold. Here we go. So this is a friend of mine from Houston. It's crazy. I guess he's really actually listening in. Good for him. But we have a special caller on the line right now. You're in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I speaking with?
Good afternoon. It is I, Dr. Cal Thomas, reporting to you live from the fraternity house on KNS Road.
On where?
I am the president of Phi Kappa Kega, and I would like to be a part of your delicious forum today.
Did you say Tappa Kega?
I am Phi Kappa Kega, president and founder.
All right. Well, you know what? You've got it. Really, do you have anybody else that's already in it? I mean, you're president. You have people on your council and your staff. What do you have?
I have a what we would like to refer to as a fraternity style posse, as it were.
A fraternity-style posse. I'm with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, because everybody likes a good posse every now and then.
Yes, they do. So go ahead. So who are these? Who consist of your posse here, sir?
Well, we have the sergeant-at-arms, of course. That would be the Jesse Hayes.
Jesse Hayes, sergeant-at-arms.
We have our maintenance man and our marketing department. And, of course, that would be the lovely Calvin Walker.
And your marketing?
And then my good friend and your good friend right now, Mr. Craig Eichhorn.
You know, I thought you would call in yesterday. Do you have an answer for the trivia question? Hello? Did we lose him? Did we lose him? Oh, we lost him. All right, we'll have to get
he'll
back
call
to
back.
Oh, yeah, he will. All right, so, Eric, we appreciate you calling, buddy. Do you have an answer for the trivia question?
You know, I'm going to guess here because I don't have Google near me, but is it Happy Days?
That's exactly correct. It is Happy Days.
Is it? So that means I get to go see Butt Rocks with you again?
That sounds good, dude. Absolutely.
Awesome.
All right, and we got tickets for you, and we'll make sure you get an app, too. We'll put an app. We'll throw an app in there for you and a little appetizer. And
you'll get to see Jerome with a job.
We'll be on live that day, so we'll be live from 6 to 9.
Awesome.
Day at Butt Rock, so we'll be there, man. We'll be having a great time. So I'll make sure we hook you up with it.
Sweet.
I'm
going to
put you on hold, Eric, and make sure my producer gets all your info. And appreciate you calling in, buddy.
Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. So anyhow, needless to say, we have a resident, Dr. Carol Thomas, that calls in quite often.
I think he's back on the phone.
I think he is, too, but he's going to have to wait now because we're about to have to cut to a break. But real quick, when I said Animal House a minute ago, you just kind of shook your head when I said that. It's just kind of what I imagined when...
And, I mean, that's a lot of what most people think when they think about it. But when you look at the Greek system, it has so many things that it offers on top of a social life that's not really what we want the focus of Greek life to be.
I understand. I'm not trying to push it the wrong way, but come on. We're on the radio now. You know I've got to sell that as much as possible.
But we do have a lot of fun.
I have a lot of friends. My uncle actually was president of the Pikes. I have a good friend of mine, Brian Skinner. He's also a police officer right now. He was also president of the Pikes, speaking of the Pikes. I have a lot of friends who were Pikes as well as Cigarette. So, unfortunately,
sounds like you keep good company.
I can't. Oh, yeah,
that's true.
But anyhow, yeah, man, good stuff. I know we've got. It is Dr. Carol Thomas is back again. So we'll take his call here when we come back. We're going to talk about the positive things of Greek life. I don't want to throw you off there, Garrett. So we'll talk about that when we come back from the break here in just a second. Stick around. We've got a lot going. Plus, we are actually going to call. BISD today, too, so a little Butch Watch coming up. Stick around for more Danger Zone. To find your meaning of war, to me it's what we do when we're bored. I feel the heat coming off of the blacktop, and it makes me want it more. Because the life jumped out of control, if it's a fight, I'm ready to go.
Hi, it's Janet Stone. For the next 60 seconds, we're going to talk about losing weight. And I mean get serious about losing weight. It's all based around the goji berry, a breakthrough in weight loss. One solution with real weight loss results. And it's the only product that works. Goji juice helps your body to naturally lose pounds. It's designed to help your body fight that abdominal fat by reducing the production of stress. The goji berry provides your body with fiber and nutrients to fight toxins in the body. The KSET receptionist lost 6 pounds in 1 week. Can you say sign me up, ladies and gentlemen? I guarantee you're going to love it. Your weight loss hotline numbers are 284-2010, 291-6869, 284-2010, 291-6869. I don't know about you, but I need more energy. I need to control my appetite. I need to lose weight. Who doesn't need that? I guarantee you're going to love it. It's the only thing that works. Take 2 ounces before each meal and voila, slimmer and healthier. Try the goji berry today. I am. Your hotline numbers to lose weight, 284-2010, 291-6869.
Thank you for calling Mobil Oil Federal Credit Union. This is Trevor. May I interest you in our 5.9 balance transfer offer today?
Trevor, I think that's awesome. You are on the radio with James Dabney in the house, and you are representing Mobil Oil Federal Credit Union. Trevor, how long have you been with Mobil Oil?
It's going on 6 years.
You like it over there?
Oh, I love it. Absolutely.
They're a good company to work for?
Yes, sir. It's probably one of the best companies I've ever worked for in my life.
And they treat you all really well, and they care about their customers. Is that right?
Most definitely, yes, sir. I've never seen anyone or any company like them. They do have a genuine concern for the members and for their employees.
You know what, folks? That is straight from an employee, and nobody but she and I know we're doing this commercial, but they're going to find out soon. You need to stop on by Mobil Oil Federal Credit Union, where you're going to get treated with respect and friendship by people like Trevor. Trevor, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Thank you. You the same.
Hey, this is Jerome and Robbie V, here to tell you about our friends at Bronze Body. Are you really ready to lose weight? Well, folks, it's called the Lipotron. This is the newest and hottest rage in weight loss technology, and now Bronze Body has brought it to Beaumont just for you. It's a safe way to lose those unwanted inches and pounds without surgery. It only takes minutes with zero downtime. This new technology is simply amazing. Many people in the Golden Triangle have already experienced
experienced amazing results with the Lipotron after just one session. And you can too. Right now, all new clients can get one session for just $100. So come by or give Tiffany a call at Bronze Body. The number is 860-4441. That's 860-4441. Get that body that you've always wanted today from Bronze Body and tell them that you heard about it in the Danger Zone. Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome.
And Robbie V.
Sponsored by Bronze Body. Speaking of Bronze Body, Robbie, if you guys didn't know, Robbie, we're starting this 60-day Robbie V makeover.
All right.
Robbie has gone and gotten, he has lost like almost 4 inches off of his waistline already in the past week, in the past 7 days. Wow. And yeah, he's done a great job. He's actually been, hasn't been drinking any more beer. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
He's laid off of that.
And still drinks vodka, though.
Yes, he does have vodka. Yes, he does.
Tito's. Pick a classy
Tito's
vodka. Texas vodka.
There you go. Tito's and water. But he's laid off the beer. He's also laid off the cheeseburgers and all the fried foods. He's been eating healthy and grilled. I'm just proud of him. Proud of Robbie V. So here's a round of applause for everybody.
He looks like he's having withdrawals, though, from his cheeseburgers.
All right. Listen, I said go ahead.
We'll get back to line one.
I said we have to get back to Dr. Carol Thomas quick, and then we've got to get on with our day because we've got a lot to talk about in the Greek life. All right, so Dr. Carol Thomas, I hear you're back with us again.
Hello, everybody. It is I again, Dr. Carol Thomas, reporting to you live from the Triviatron 2000, high above the skies of Greek life.
All right, so I asked earlier, I was wondering if you actually had an answer to the trivia question.
Although,
we already got the answer, though, so...
Well, I will pick my tickets up anyway. Well, I will reach into the coffers of the public and take what I want. And what I don't want, I will just simply give away to my friends and family. I have a couple of extra chairs if anybody needs to maybe refurbish this school district.
I hear BISD police department's investigating all the equipment giveaways. How is that going?
It is going deliciously. They are patrolling the streets of the campuses, as it were. They are leaving no chair unturned. And in their investigation, they have found several more acts of, as you might say, foul play.
Well, good. Hopefully we'll hear something soon. What else can we do for you before we let you go here, Dr. Thomas?
I can pretty much promise you that you won't hear anything soon about anything at the BISD campuses, young man.
Well,
what is that big cheeseburger-headed boy doing anyway? I've been gone for several weeks on my sabbatical. Thank you, taxpayers, for my vacation.
So he's actually sitting in here right now. He's having a...
I should be visiting you soon.
I would like to see you stop by the office. I have a several surprises for you, as it were.
Does it involve Calvin Walker in a bucket truck?
Calvin Walker and I had a falling out over vacation. We had a discrepancy over the bar tab at Fuddruckers in Pensacola Beach.
Pensacola.
And he and I have not spoken in several days.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm sure things
are feeling
work out.
About that?
Excuse me?
I'm sure
one
things...
at a time, please. Cal Thomas can only process so much information at one time.
Okay, look, I've got to let you go. I appreciate you calling in, caller.
No problem. Hey, I want to say one thing. Now that we're back in session, I would like to remind everybody in the city of Beaumont, don't forget to pay your property taxes.
Thank you very much. There we go. All right. So once again, he finally called back in. This whoever this cat is that keeps calling, saying he's Dr. Carol Thomas. That's funny stuff, though. He's quick, and I try and catch him off guard by asking him certain questions, and he still comes back with something every time. So this cat's pretty quick, whoever
he's
he is.
He's smarter than you,
yeah,
but that's not saying much.
That's what I was about to say. So there you go. Let's get back to Greek life. We're joined right now with Ryan, Garrett, and Hillary. And so let's talk to Hillary a little bit. So
yay.
Let's talk sorority life.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're starting in Lamar right now and you're considering pledging, what are the benefits?
benefits?
Yeah, for sorority life.
There are plenty of benefits for joining sorority. Academically, socially, you will grow. You become really involved on campus, and it just helps. Personally, it helps you just grow as a person. I know when I joined the sorority about 3 years ago, I was completely a shy person. I would have never come on a radio show on a whim.
Well, look at you.
And look at me now. And it just, I would have never thought of being president of sorority either. And it just makes you grow and helps you become a better person too.
Yeah, yeah. And so you guys, do you guys do a lot of, nah, this is for all you guys. Now, I'm sure you guys do a lot of, when I say functional stuff, do you do stuff back for, let's say, even the community? I mean, I know you guys do a lot of stuff, you know, for Lamar, but for the community as well?
Yeah, I mean, I know that during the football season, Alpha Chi actually sponsored a domestic violence awareness game. They did it for one of the football games. We logged over 1,000 hours of community service, stuff like that.
Wow, very nice.
And several donations to community organizations like Ronald McDonald House and stuff like that. So
once again, see, I told you, it's not going to be all, not going on the social end of it, Garrett. I didn't want you getting all thrown off on me there. Because I have part of the Greek Council with me right now, I think some of them want me to be on my P's and Q's, right? Be real, I have to walk on eggshells, but I'm not quite going to do that at the moment. We will get back. Don't think I haven't left out the, not the Animal House or the, what is the other one? Back in the 80s, Revenge of the Nerds. Now, is the nerdy thing still, is that still going on? Is there like a nerd fraternity you guys want to talk about or anything like that? I'm just kidding. Don't knock it.
I guess, but I will plead the fifth.
You will refrain from saying anything? We'll talk about it on the break because we do have to cut to this break at the bottom of the hour. Get some quick news info when we come back. I'm going to let you guys tell me what you want to talk. I'm going to give you guys the mic for a little bit. And so that way you guys can promote and talk about the stuff you want to talk about. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me, too. So we'll be back in just a second. Stick around. We've got a lot of Danger Zone to come.
CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn. Color the U.S. economy gray, clock it slow.
What we're facing here is not an economy that's going down for the count, but rather an economy that's going to come back to the kind of growth that we had earlier this year.
Ken Goldstein of the Conference Board predicts it'll be slow going at least into fall. Lines are a bit shorter at unemployment offices around the country. Number of people filing first-time claims for jobless benefits rose last week by 10,000 to 418,000, more than expected.
We are not getting worse. We're just, unfortunately, not able to bring these claims numbers below 400,000, which I think would be a key positive sign that businesses are hiring.
Economist Stuart Hoffman.
Still a lot of uncertainty, I think, related around the debt ceiling. People are waiting for that. Employers are waiting for that.
A factory activity so far this month is on the upswing. The Philadelphia Federal Reserve says the index is reversing course after going negative in June. The stock market's rallying on rumors of a budget deal, which have been quashed by all sides. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
If you're finally ready to take 10 to 20 minutes and sit down and pre-plan the final aspect of your life, you know, your passing on, well, then it's time for you to make the one call that you, your spouse, and your family will appreciate more than you'll ever know. Your friends at Greenlawn Memorial Park would like to show you just how easy and affordable pre-planning can be. And after you choose a pre-need plan with Greenlawn Memorial, there's something special. You'll also receive their child and grandchild protection plan. In the event that your child or grandchild that is still living at home passes before you do, they'll receive the exact same pre-need plan that you chose, absolutely free. And should you decide to move out of the Golden Triangle, Greenlawn Memorial can transfer your pre-need plan. You know, every month and every year we plan for things like auto insurance, medical insurance, and even homeowner's insurance. So why not make the call right now to take all the indecision out of the one thing that you are definitely going to use one day? Greenlawn Memorial Park. Their number, 962-8448. 962-8448.
I'm Rod Tanner with your official KSET WeatherBug forecast. For this afternoon, look for mostly sunny, hot conditions with a high of 83. The heat index over 100. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms. A chance of rain and thunder shower activity continues overnight. It'll be partly cloudy, low 76. Friday's high should reach 93. That's the latest official KSET WeatherBug forecast from AM 1300, brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Rod Tanner, KSET News.
In a time of conflicting opinions, one warrior has armed himself to bring the barbarians down.
Bachman the Barbarian.
Barbarians need to be educated. They need to be disciplined.
Bachman the Barbarian.
Saving the world from gayness.
Just because someone feels it or thinks it.
For Showtimes and Info, keep it right here on AM 1300 KSET. The talk of Southeast Texas.
I am not going to go through this whole song this time.
No,
I'm not even going into the chorus.
No, keep it going. Keep it going. Come on.
Oh, wow. Somebody tell me, please, this whole world's confusing me. Clouds as mean as you've ever seen. You know, just so this will be faster, we're going to have to cut this so it just goes into the chorus. At least if you are going to play it, harass me with it. Okay, all right, yay, ha-ha, the fun's over again. And this is not going to become a daily ritual, I'm telling you right now. I'm talking to my producer, Amanda, back there, just letting her know that that's not going to happen. But anyhow, all right, so we're here, I'm Jerome.
And I'm Robbie V.
And you're in the Danger Zone, for those just tuning in. And right now we are joined by some guests. We're joined by the president of the Greek Council, Lamar, as well as the secretary of the Greek Council, as well as president of SIGEPS. And
sir.
President of the
Pikes
and president of the Alpha Chi. So I just had to say it because I'm just hoping you would speak into the mic some more. Because I figured I'm giving you guys a good segment right here, a few minutes, to talk about, like I said a minute ago, what exactly you guys shoot, man, anything. I mean, if you want to get involved, what do you do? If you want to, who do you go to? How does this work? Talk to me.
I mean, if you're looking to get involved on campus, strictly organizational, you would go to Office of Student Affairs. If you're looking to go more specifically Greek, our advisor for Greek Council is over the Student Affairs. Her name's Ashley Spicer, and she'd be able to direct any students looking to get involved to wherever they would need to go, more or less.
Okay, and so when it comes to choosing – go ahead. Were you going to say something?
Oh, yeah. I was just saying for Sorority Life, we actually have a website, and it's lamar.edu/CPC, and you can go on there for more information if you would actually like to join a sorority. It's got information on fraternities as well, so it's just – it also has applications, so it's for people who are interested in sorority life if they want to go through that.
Okay, so once again, given the site, I'm going to let Robbie post it right now on our site, so people that are listening, you can go to the Danger Zone on Facebook, the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V, and we'll have that posted up as well. But go ahead.
I'm pretty sure it's lamar.edu/CPC.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yes, it is.
And so you guys so you guys, basically, once you start getting involved, then what's the process after that? I know you have Pledge Week, and do they still call some of this stuff Hell Week, or is it just Pledge Week?
No, hazing in the United States is illegal and completely unacceptable.
I understand that,
but
I'm not digging into any of the little secrets.
Each fraternity, I know us and Pike, we have different rituals we do. I don't know really anything about the CPC side or anything, right. But if you really want to get involved. There's actually two ways. The main way to join a sorority is to do formal recruitment, which is where they start out every year, right at the beginning of every semester, every fall semester. And the fraternities, which is part of IFC, the
Interfraternal Council.
There it is. And we actually have a formal recruitment, but we actually do open recruitment just about all year long.
Okay.
So that's multiple ways you can get involved.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the time, most universities will endorse a formal recruitment system where you have a week that is dedicated to completely across the board have equal opportunity to any fraternity. But I know Pike especially endorses a 365 recruitment. It's year-round open recruitment, and whereas we might get a few guys from formal – most of our recruitment efforts will be on an individual basis. Now, CPC, on the other hand, Hillary can tell you more about that, but it's a little bit more regimented and structured, and you actually have to go through formal to brush a sorority.
I got you.
That's just in the fall. In the spring, we have open, like Ryan said. Open recruitment lasts from day school starts till a certain time that each specific sorority has to have. They have to have a certain amount of days that the new member would be a new member, and then once they're initiated, then that's it. They're part of the sorority, and I mean, there's...
Now, is all this for part-time or full-time students, both?
I know for sororities, you need to be a full-time student.
Full-time student, okay.
Yeah. Same for
Same for fraternities, so full-time student. All right, so part-times, you're out. So, all right.
But we do it's actually okay. allow...
I'm just kidding. I'm just
we actually out. Do allow students from LIT, Lamar Port Arthur, and Lamar Orange to actually rush.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Right. I know we do.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see. Think that might be a sick up thing.
Yeah, sorry. He's bragging right now. He's kind of pushing it. Yeah, I noticed he looked at Garrett just in when he said that. Do you guys do the same thing?
We utilize both campuses. I mean, Lamar and LIT are kind of brother institution. Right. They go hand in hand just as the same way that they share facilities on campus. We allow students at LIT to rush, but outside of that spectrum, we don't really branch out to Port Arthur or Orange.
I got you.
Now, we don't have any from Lamar, from Port Arthur or Orange, but when I first rushed, we had guys from Port Arthur.
I got you. But it's kind of, of course, you all have your frat houses, sorority houses, yes? No, nothing like that anymore? Or what's the deal?
Sig Eps do.
We're one of the only ones with a house.
Wow,
yes.
What happened to the old school stuff, man? Whatever happened to that?
Back in the '80s, there were a lot of fraternity houses.
Yes, there were.
Sig Ep had theirs. Right. Pike had one.
Right next to
ATO had one.
Yep.
Exactly. Right,
down the road.
ATO house, and the school's looking to expand, and so some of the houses got bought out, property expansion, stuff like that, and the fraternity houses that were off campus had a higher likelihood of keeping theirs.
Okay, we'll talk about – we've got to cut to another break. When we come back, we'll talk about – I do want to have a couple of more questions I'm going to ask you, and then we're gonna really get into the fun of all this. So.
Ooh.
Yes, all right. So we're going to have some fun. We'll talk John Belushi when we come back, folks. Stick around. You're in the danger zone.
Gang, when it comes to saving you money, there's one dealer in Southeast Texas that will go way above and beyond, and that's Classic of Southeast Texas. Now, look, if you drive up and down 69, you're going to see the big Texas tent still on the lot, and you know what that means. We've got some great deals waiting for you. Let's check in with the man that can make it all happen, General Sales Manager Anthony Toos. What's up, big guy?
Hey, what's up? It's Big Deals right under the big tent right here at Classic Southeast Texas.
Anthony, tell me what we've got working, because we had a great week last week, buddy.
We did. We had a big sale, and it was phenomenal. So good. We're going to extend that big sale all the way through this weekend. We've got everything on sale. Doesn't matter what you're looking for. New Chevys, Cadillacs, Buicks, GMCs are great certified pre-owned cars. You'll find anything you're looking for. It's tagged. It's ready to go and make the deal you're looking for right here at Classic Southeast Texas. Or make it easy and shop at ClassicSETX.com.
We take care of you. That's what we do.
Classic Southeast Texas, your favorite hometown dealer.
Hi, Tom Clay here for Goodyear Custom Audio and Video in Beaumont. Now, since 1972, they've been designing and installing the finest audio and video systems anywhere in Southeast Texas and Southwest Louisiana. Whether you're building a brand new home or remodeling, they are the folks that can do it for you. They are the only company that can provide complete home theater systems, calibration, installation, structured wiring system, home automation, and a whole lot more. Now, you can stop at a mega store and self-service your way through a disorganized selection and a staff you can't locate. You could go to a small brick-and-mortar specialist, you know, who'll give you the service you need, but will have a small selection and non-competitive prices. Or you can get the largest selection in the area, more value for every dollar you spend in over 100 years of combined experience from Goodyear Custom Audio and Video. They are committed to customer satisfaction. Let me suggest you give them a call right now at 409-833-4800, 409-833-4800, or visit the Beaumont Showroom at 6555 Lawrence Drive here in Beaumont. Goodyear Custom Audio Video.
Take me down to the paradise.
into the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V,
sponsored by the World Gym in Beaumont. Real quick, I do want to talk about the World Gym in Beaumont. Great place. You're working out there right now,
Absolutely.
Robbie. You've been doing that for
I'll probably be there a little bit later today.
Yes, and you've been doing well. I've been very proud of you. Very nice. And but if you want a place you can go where their main focus is on you as an individual, and it doesn't matter, folks, what your size is, whether you're small, you're large, you're already, you know, anything you want there. If you want to, if you're in great shape and you want to peak that physical, your physique, anything. If you want to fine tone yourself, anything, you can go to the World Gym in Beaumont. They offer all kind of stuff for everybody. If you're not into so much lifting weights and you want some more exercise type stuff, they've got Zumba, spin, they've got yoga, Pilates. For the guys as well, they've got cardio kickboxing as well as they'll help work with you on the MMA fighting. Anybody wants to get in and swing around a few blows with
some
other guys.
I'm actually training in it right now.
Well, there you go. So we're at the World Gym. So look at here. There we go. So how's it going over there?
Love it. I've been there for about 6 months now.
Yeah, pretty tough stuff going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little hard work. So you've been slapped around a little bit.
My trainer kicks my butt a little bit.
I keep joking about jumping in with Jody Nolan. Jody's a good friend of mine and the owner of the World's Gym in Beaumont. And I always talk to him and joke with him, say, hey, we're going to have to jump in the ring, you and I. But I'm only kidding because I really don't feel like getting my butt whipped by him. So I'm just going to – I'd get in there and be like, okay, I was just kidding.
Everyone at the station wants to see this.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
I'm not as young as I used to be.
No, but I'm bummed. Thank you very much, Robbie Jr. All right, look.
Oh, wait, what did he say?
No, I'm just kidding. He said, can't you disappear, though? So I figured you'd get a kick out of it. Once again, another joke to my magical references. Thank you very much. All right. Let's get back to this fraternity and sorority life. Well, fraternity life in particular. So great. So all of my friends, when I was growing up, I did not go to Lamar. I actually did not go to college. Ironically, I pretty much almost lived in the Pike House at the time. there's no question about this. I really did. And a lot of my friends were, of course, I had a lot of friends who were ATOs and SIG Ups as well as all the rest of them down the line. But we had some pretty wild times back in the day. I mean, I'm sure obviously now there's without the houses being there, which really sucks. I hate that because I always thought that was a big part of it. But I'm sure there's got to be some social activities going on every now and then. You guys have to gather and have, you know, have a great time, kick back and mingle and meet other people, other students, and maybe – you know, invite a sorority or two over, and you know, it's a mingling, and you know, mm-hmm. Okay. So, back then, I thought it was all safe because you didn't have to drive or go anywhere. You were at the house. Mm-hmm. So these days, what's going on? Do you guys live on campus? Can you just walk to where you stay, or where do you hold these events? What do you do?
Usually, when we have a party, we utilize the Mendoza Place. It's right there off College.
Okay,
and we try it the best we can because a mantra of our fraternity is you can't manage risk. The best you can do is be aware of it.
Right.
So we try to be as aware of the risks, cautions, everything else associated with any event we hold so as to minimize liability on the fraternity. And if that includes utilizing designated drivers, whatever else, we do stuff like that. Because like you said, you know, it's not a walking distance. It's not – you just get to go upstairs and go to bed. So you really have to be careful about things like that.
Oh, that's awesome. See, you know what? I'm amazed. You guys, back in my day, we basically could care – or they could care less. I say we like I was a part of them because everybody kept saying, dude, you've got a pledge. You've got a pledge. I kept going, dude, I don't even go to college. I can't pledge. And they're like, well, what do you mean you're here all the time? I'm like, yeah, but come on. This is where it's at. So, but that was – go ahead.
See, for us, on the flip side, we actually have a house, and we get to utilize it for when we throw parties or do mixers and stuff like that. But like what Garrett said, you can't manage risk.
Right.
You can just, you know, be aware of it.
Be aware of them.
So what we do is actually we hire some Beaumont PD officers for – security purposes. So
wow, you are so responsible.
We do the same thing. Any party we have, we hire outside security, and usually it's contracted through the Beaumont Police Department.
I am so disappointed in you guys. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Actually, I'm amazed at the, you know what, the younger generation, man, the next generation, everybody's just getting more wise.
I
got to be honest.
It's a cruel world out there.
Yeah, well, yeah. Unfortunately, I would say that, well, I remember many of the parties. I remember a lot of great stuff going on. I mean, we had some crazy stuff, everything.
Did you ever go to Pink Passion?
Oh, yeah, of course.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was absolutely wild stuff. Yeah, of course, we had stuff. There were kegs everywhere. We were funneling more beer than you could even imagine. So
that still happens.
Yeah, that was of course. Thank you very much. I just wanted to make sure I knew that was right. Ironically, actually won one of the contests back in the day. I shouldn't even be bragging on this. And they wanted
your
and
wife
they were
must
like,
be
hey,
so proud.
And then after I won the contest, I'll never forget it. I won the contest, and some people came up to me like, "So what fraternity are you with?" I'm like, "Dude, I'm not. I'm just kind of hanging out here." They're like, "Why, man? What's up with that?" Anyhow, fun stuff. Unfortunately, that hasn't changed much. Now I just funnel probably Jägermeister, which is a bad thing.
It's not that you funnel Jägermeister. You just mainline it, basically.
Yes, it is crazy. I'm doing better. I've slowed down, so that's a good thing. You've cut back on the beer. I'm cutting back on the Jägermeister. It's just me. I'm doing good with it. I'm proud. It's a proud moment. Sorry, I'm bragging on myself at the moment on that one. It's a happy times. Now let me ask you something. Are there any crazy things still going on, guys? Let me ask you this. Do they still we even mentioned Happy Days earlier. It reminds me of stuff that they did in there and several of the films. Everything from over the years, they always do it. So anything that's going on, are there still, panty raids and stuff like that? Y'all still pull off crazy stunts or anything like that? Come on, y'all.
So are you talking about the Belushi ladder?
Yes, I don't care any stuff of it. Like just that. Running through and just any kind of crazy stuff.
I mean,
is there crazy stuff going on? Garrett's stepping in. He's shaking his head. He's looking at me going, man, I don't know what to say at this point.
Not really. I mean, we usually try to minimize activities like that. I mean, there's been instances between fraternities in the past that have caused issues.
Okay, I got you.
And big issues.
So now it became personal.
It became personal, and
it takes away from the fun, you guys.
Exactly. It takes one person to ruin the fun for everybody, and whereas it goes from being friendly competition, it turns hostile.
Right, I got you.
And so-and-so does whatever, et cetera, and you have World War III brewing in the halls of Lamar, and that's something we want to try to avoid as best
course,
we can.
Of course, of course. And you're still there to help out your brothers and your sisters, for that matter. So we're going to have to cut to a break, but real quick, y'all have to discuss this with me before because we're almost done with the show. But before we do, so how do I become an honorary fraternity brother with one of these friends?
Start coming and hanging out and partying.
Is that right? I can.
I'll party with you at Madison's no matter what. Anyway,
I'm always at Madison's.
We endorse an honorary initiate program.
There
if you.
As do we.
Contribute to the chapter or et cetera else, and we feel that you would be a quality brother. We actually utilize it. You go through a week or 2 week process. You learn a few things, and then our nationals would recognize you as a brother as far as they were concerned.
That's awesome.
And ours is called a Renaissance brother, which ours is our whole entire chapter has to put a vote on it.
Okay.
But it's pretty much the same thing that Pi Kappa Alpha
entails. I'll work on it. Well, I'll figure this out. We've got to cut to this break. When we come back, we'll sum it up for the day. And we never hit Butch Watch, did we?
No, we can do Butch
Watch.
We'll do Butch Watch
as soon as we get back.
And we do need to announce our office winners.
Oh, yeah. We have
from a couple days ago. We forgot about that.
That's right. So we'll announce that. Folks, stick around. More Danger Zone.
Hello, friends. James and Julie Dabney for Vacuum City. Boy, did they leave a lot out with that name. Yes, they sell and repair all types of vacuums, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. If women like it, Vacuum City sells it.
Candles and fragrance lamps, decorative yard signs, flags, and wind chimes. Flip-flops and other footwear by Lily Pad, Yellow Box, Justin, and Mini Tonka. Insulated cups. Decorative picture frames and keepsake items. Gifts for him or her for birthday, graduation, weddings, and babies. And don't forget those redneck wine glasses.
My favorite part is the in-store shopping service. I can call Vacuum City and one of the ladies can help me pick out a gift. I don't even have to go to the store. They can mail it to me if I want them to.
Ladies, you really need to stop by Vacuum City and see what you've been missing. Guys, take the pain out of gift shopping. Let Vacuum City make you a hit with the women in your life. That's what James does.
Vacuum City is on Highway 365, straight across from Central Mall in Nederland. You need to go by there today.
At YMCA of Port Arthur, it's the summer to discover. Tots to grandparents, we have a program for you. Discover fun. Registering now for summer day camp and swim lessons. New this summer, yoga kiddos for ages 5 to 12. Discover sports. Summer hoops, sports and cheer camps. Sports performance training camp. Kids fit every Tuesday and Thursday evening. For the over 18 crowd, women's basketball league. Racquetball tournaments and more. Discover fitness.
The Y has everything from group cycling to Zumba. Personal trainers can design a plan just for you. Financial assistance available to make Y programs open to all members of our community. YMCA of Port Arthur, 6769th Avenue, 962-6644. PortArthurYMCA.org and find us on Facebook. The Y, we are for youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility.
James and Julie here at Cowboy Honda Powerhouse in Beaumont. The new Honda Foremans have just arrived and they're ready to work.
Y'all know the Honda ATVs have always been built tough and built to work hard. And this year, the new Foreman can work harder than ever with a new fuel injection system, more horsepower, and more torque so you can handle those tough jobs.
And with Honda's optional electric power steering and all new rear suspension and new seat, you'll be more comfortable on those long trail rides. Honda gave Foreman a new aggressively styled bodywork. Plus, Cowboy Honda has genuine Honda accessories, all designed for your Honda by Honda.
The only question is, what color do you want? See the new Honda Foreman at Cowboy Honda in Beaumont.
This ATV recommended for riders 16 years of age and older. Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read their owner's manual thoroughly.
CowboyHondaBeaumont.com.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
All right, and
sponsored by Goodfellas.
Yes, Goodfellas, which
we've got an office that we're giving away another lunch.
Actually, we did give away the lunch the other day,
yes.
And we gave it to I was supposed to announce them yesterday, and I didn't, and I totally forgot, and I apologize. But it's Angels Among Us or Angels Above Us. I don't have that exact word in front of me. Angels Above Us Home Health.
Yes.
And anyhow, we gave away lunch with them, so we're waiting to hear back from them, and we're going to set a day, and we're going to go eat also at Goodfellas again, so that's good stuff over there.
We should be giving Madison's lunch away soon.
We've got to do yes, and we're going to give a Madison's – yeah, actually, you know what? We can't do it today. We don't have time.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Let's do Butch Watch right now, and let's get this over with. I know we don't have much time, so we're only going to have minutes. Let's see what we can get on the line. This ought to be very entertaining. All right, so yesterday we tried to get a hold of them. And they answered then and said Eichhorn was in a meeting. Then we called back.
And they hung up.
And then once they answered, as soon as we announced ourselves, they hung up on us. So we're going to try it again. Hold on. Here we go.
Jessica speaking.
Yeah. Hey, Jessica, this is Jerome and Robbie V. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Great. Is Craig around by any chance? Or Dr. Thomas. Dr. Thomas would be
even
better.
Let me check. Hang on just a second.
Thomas first. She's so used to us calling them. But in this music, we have no idea what this music is, but we've been trying to figure out the name to it. We don't know what music. We're going to do a trivia one day, and we're going to give away, like, the planet if somebody can tell us what the name of this song is. So
we'll have our station manager give you a radio show if
that's
you guess
right.
it.
That's right.
I'm going to put you through to Mr. Eichhorn, okay?
Fantastic.
It's Craig.
Hey, Craig. This is Jerome and Robbie V with the Danger Zone. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, buddy. Listen, we were going to try, and I know you had mentioned before that we could try and hook up during, I know we had Lamar Week going on here, but hook up and get in with maybe you and Jesse. Come on to the show.
Yeah, now, when is your Lamar Week going on?
Well, guys? Actually, we're in the process of it right now.
So what does next week look like?
Next week looks great. You give me, you tell me which day you'd be available for.
And it'd be between 3 and 4, correct?
3 and 4 on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And you want us to actually venture into your studio, right?
Absolutely.
All right, sir. Let me – Miss Haynes is on the other line. I have your number. Let me call you back. So we're looking at Monday or Wednesday of next week or the following, correct?
Well, or we can do – on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're 2 to 3. So any of those times, we're 5 days a week.
Be better for us,
okay,
2 to
good.
3.
2 to 3 would be great. So Tuesday or Thursday, which one would be best for you guys?
Hey, you know, any day is fine with me. I'll come on anytime.
But how about Tuesday at 2 o'clock?
But let me get with her. I mean, I know you wanted her with me, so
but we'll take them solo.
I mean
– how about Thursday at 2?
Thursday at 2 sounds great. So you guys are coming on next Thursday at 2 o'clock.
And then we will confirm everything Monday just to make sure nobody's had a major change of schedule. Is that cool?
Absolutely fantastic. We look forward to having you on the show, my man.
And what's the 2 to 3? And it's going to be all week with education, or we're just going to be your special guest?
Well, you're going to be our special guest, too. We're going to talk about all kind of stuff, so it's great. It'll be fantastic. I'm looking forward to having you guys in here.
Hey, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. Looking forward to it.
Thanks a lot, Craig. We appreciate it.
Hey, yeah, we got a lot of good things to talk about, I'm sure.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay. This is going to be – this is a breakthrough. This is
we just locked them down, and now we're getting the wrap-up sign, so we're actually having to wrap up the show. Hey, special thanks to our guest. We'd like to thank all of you for coming in today, man. We really do appreciate it. Guys, we'd love to have you back again sometime. We'll keep you – especially once football season gets going, let's really have some fun with it. So I know you guys got things going, tailgating, all that kind of stuff. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be out there too, hopefully. So we'll talk about this honorary frat bro thing after the show.
Yes, sir.
You got it, guys. Stick around. Later on, there's a lot of people coming up. We've got
John Goodyear.
John Goodyear next, and then we've got Jack Piper afterwards, folks. AM 1300 KSET.
KSET News. I'm Janice Stone. Here's what's happening. Four suspects are in custody after their car caught on fire following a chase on Interstate 10, during which they rammed a Beaumont police unit. No officers were hurt. Two of the four suspects were sent to the hospital, the driver receiving minor injuries, one passenger sustaining burns, and multiple law enforcement agencies were involved in this. Hardin County Sheriff Ed Kane tells KSET the suspects are accused of stealing computers from Walmart in Silsbee.
This morning, a little bit after 6:30, our deputies received a call to be on the lookout for a white-colored Taurus vehicle that had left the Silsbee Walmart after suspects there had stolen some laptop computers. This vehicle was spotted in Lumberton by the Lumberton Police Department, and he began to try to make a traffic stop, and they ran from him. Our deputy got involved with him, and this pursuit left Hardin County on U.S. 69, went into Beaumont, and went west on Interstate 10, which is where Beaumont Police Department, DPS, as well as the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office all got involved. Just past Taylor's Bayou on Interstate 10, suspect vehicle took out, and subjects were taken into custody there at that time.
Silsbee Police Chief Dennis Allen tells me 25-year-old Christopher Perez, Brandon Clay, Joseph Akins, both 28 years of age, and 30-year-old Ja'Cory Collins all face a laundry list of charges from different law enforcement agencies. Almost 2 weeks ago, on July 8th, a suspect crashed into a Beaumont police officer's patrol car during a chase. 36-year-old officer